This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
As always, it's like we're fishing, and all we have to do is drop a line when it comes to D.C. Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Right at the top, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Always a pleasure to have her on this show. Ellen, am I right? Is it ridiculous how much is coming out of D.C.? It's awesome for you.
Well, the thing is that it's never a dull moment for one 30-second minute. I mean, there's stuff going on all the time between Congress and the White House. It's just like it's never dull.
It's never dull, exactly. Robert Mueller, the investigation, 1 year of the investigation. Donald Trump calls it a witch hunt. He did right from the beginning. He's calling for an end to it. This is going to keep going on, isn't it?
Well, it's also going to keep going on, and even though Donald Trump said $10 million, no collusion, except now they are finding that the Russians may not have colluded with Donald Trump, but they certainly tried to influence the election. I don't think anybody has any question about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. All right, so how about this? The White House filing the financial disclosure forms, sending money to Michael Cohen, payments that he could have taken the money for Stormy Daniels?
Right. So, as you know, he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000, but now the White House, even though he has not released his taxes, the president had to release his financial forms, his disclosure forms, and in it he said that in the last, well, he should have disclosed it his 2017 form, but they said there was nothing wrong with him disclosing it in 2018. It didn't break the law, and in his disclosure, he said that he did give Michael Cohen money. Now, that was supposedly, you know, to keep him going, but Michael Cohen could use that money for anything he wanted to use it for.
Wow. All right. I wanted to mix this in here, and you sent me something about this, and I've been kind of keeping tabs on what's going on with teachers, and there's a teacher strike in North Carolina?
There was a teacher strike today. They think they had almost 20,000 teachers.
Wow.
And their friends in Raleigh, North Carolina. They had all kinds of posters. They walked to the State House. This is one of the many red states, really, that has now had teachers complaining about their pay and working conditions and that kind of thing. And they had various sympathizers carrying signs in support of the teachers, et cetera, today.
Wow. Wild. South Korea, North Korea, what's happening with that?
Oh, what a mess. Now, the State Department says that they are still on track to have a summit. The summit is supposed to take place June 12th in Singapore. However, as you know, today they were supposed to be a North-South meeting, and it got canceled by Kim Jong-un. And then we do know that they pulled back on some of the exercises that they were doing. North Korea says that the exercises by South Korea and the United States are designed only to figure out how they would invade the North. You know, the White House has not commented on that.
Yeah, wild. Of everything that's washing out of D.C. today, and there's so much, even net neutrality. People ask me about net neutrality. What do we need to know about the neutrality vote?
Net neutrality passed 52-47 was the floor vote in the Senate. Republicans Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and John Kennedy of Louisiana did cross party lines and voted for the bill. However, it has to go to the House and it has to be signed by the president. And, you know, it has to be veto-proof, which it certainly is not at this point in case the president decides to veto it. So it's interesting. It was designed, the rollback on net neutrality was supposed to take place on June 11th, but now who knows what's going to happen. I think it depends on what happens in the House vote, et cetera.
Yeah. You just got back from Israel. What was it like in Israel?
Well, you know, the thing is that we did pass the embassy of where they basically took the consulate and they're making it an embassy. However, the ambassador said that he's now going to have meetings at the embassy instead of meeting at the Knesset, which is their version of Congress. And so, you know, things seem very calm. We were up in the Golan Heights where, as you know, Iran made sure that they, this is after the president dropped out of the Iran deal. They dropped bombs, and then the Israelis retaliated, and they went after all the Iranian bases that were in Syria. But people were sunning themselves. They were swimming. People just didn't seem to notice. Now, it is interesting that Israel said that they opened the bomb shelters, but most people in Israel have a bomb shelter in their house. They have one room that they consider a bomb shelter.
Yeah, yeah, good to know that. Other than that, did you have fun on your trip?
I did have fun on my trip, yes, and it's always fun to travel. You should come with us sometime.
I know, Israel. It's on my, you know, it's on my list. It's one place I haven't been.
Oh, really? Well, come with us, because I do. And in fact, I am going to be going in December, after Thanksgiving, end of November or early December. I have a cousin who's having a 95th birthday.
I love that. That deserves attention.
Yes, you should definitely come. Yes.
All right, Ellen Radner, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yep, always terrific. Ellen has her finger on the pulse of what's going on in D.C., and it's interesting what's happening if you listen to that ping pong back and forth, because it is like a wicked game of glow-in-the-dark balls, right? Oh, I can't see, I can't see. And net neutrality, to me, is just a crazy thing. The net neutrality is set to take effect, the rollback, June 11th, and it's basically targeted rules that prevent broadband providers like AT&T and Comcast from blocking and stopping internet traffic, and the idea is there's confusion as to what ultimately that's going to mean, and is there going to be some kind of a, I don't want to call it stranglehold, but for lack of a better way to describe it, is it, you know, is it going to be, you're going to be held hostage for the speed of your internet? And to me, that's frightening. Can you imagine? We're already having problems with that, right? It's called Don't Get Comcast. But depending on the part of the country that you live in, that's what you end up with. Every time I get a service I like, does this happen to you? Then suddenly it goes away. Whoops, I liked that service. What happened? I don't understand. You know, makes no sense to me. I liked it. Boom. Speaking of making no sense, it makes no sense that you get closer and closer to volcanic ash in your backyard. But it seems that a lot of people in Hawaii are doing that on the Big Island. So the lava flows, the evacuations, you know, all that kind of stuff. But what's so interesting is the cruise line that stops at the Big Island, and there's lots of cruise ships that stop, had a whole bunch of cancellations. The Royal Caribbean said, listen, you've got this cruise ship who are, people are taking a pass. The bookings are down. The tours are down. All kinds of things. So Hawaii is getting hit hard because of all of the lava flow of Kilauea, apparently. People are seeing that, and as much as people on the island are attracted to it, including the tourists that are already there, there are people that want to stay away. Oh, the volcano. What is that saying? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. We're diving into the mailbag next here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier and train.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
And plane sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper.
JT, diving into your mail. It is knee deep. I want to give you the visual. If I, in fact, had a room full of mail, I wouldn't be able to open the door. I would have to get Mahalo to bang it open for me. Or perhaps the other who would have to take it off the hinges, but then I fear it would sit off the hinges for probably the rest of the year. So I might go with Mahalo in that case. Speaking of the other, he's coming up in our next segment. The royal wedding on many people's minds. I got this one from Jake, who says, Kate, are you going to get up early on Saturday and watch the wedding of Meghan Markle and Harry? Are you having a party? Are you having a breakfast? Are you doing anything? I like that. Am I having a party? A party for Harry? If I have a party, it's by myself drinking coffee. I just have a feeling 4 a.m. I will not be getting up. And plus, you know, you could always DVR it. So I think if I want to see scenes from the wedding that badly, like the whole thing, I would DVR it. Although I will say I remember Princess Di's wedding a zillion years ago, and I was just a kid. I remember that. I remember watching it. It was on a weird hour, too. So this is a big deal, right? Meghan Markle, divorced American, 36 years old, and marrying Harry, who was, you know, the confirmed bachelor. And there was so much speculation about Harry and who he was dating and all that stuff. He's 33. His net worth, they say, is at least $25 million. I got this one from Michael. Kate, I'm going to a royal wedding party. To be honest, I'm just there to drink the morning margaritas. time. Well, you know what? You can make margaritas at your house and just drink them in the morning. I'm just saying. So, I don't know. So, Markle is, she's going to keep her American citizenship, apparently. And then she's going to have a split one. She'll have one from the UK as well. So, that's, you know, that's what she's going to do, apparently, because there's a whole thing about whether she's going to, renounce her citizenship, but she can be a dual citizen. But then that means there could be taxation on her income. So there may be some debate in the household over whether she should do that or not. Oh, to have those trivial problems. I have to become a princess, and I have to figure out how am I going to balance this all out. You can bet there's going to be massive, massive crowds on hand throughout that whole route of her going to the church, etc. Just like Princess Di. I mean, it's going to be big. There's no doubt about that. But Kate Middleton and William, that was a big wedding as well. So this is what they do. They celebrate pomp and circumstance, I think they call it. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from, speaking of Harry's, Harry, who says, what's up with the Florida deputy sheriff and the fact that apparently he's getting a lifetime pension? What did that have to do? I happened to see the headline with anything that happened at Parkland and his lack of action. Well, apparently there was a story in the USA Today. I saw it. I think it was all over the place. But remember, this deputy sheriff got nailed by his boss and President Trump for not confronting the gunman who killed 17 people at that high school. And apparently he's got a lifetime pension of more than $100,000 a year. Scott Peterson was the resource officer at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School during the shootings on Valentine's Day, and he started getting his monthly check in April, apparently. The Florida Department of Management Services said, as they released it in a statement. So, remember, just in case you don't know the story, the former student, Nicholas Cruz, is accused of the deadliest high school shooting in American history. Peterson rushed to the building but stayed outside during the attack. The sheriff said that he should have went in, addressed the killer, killed the killer, and the president described his behavior as disgusting and said the deputy choked, but said you never know until you're tested. So now he's drawing the pension, apparently. Hey, good news on the front of the students there, just a quick aside. They just had a senior prom, and apparently, you know, they tried to celebrate like any other high schoolers would in style, which is good news because life goes on and they have to figure out a way to move on with their lives, even though they went through something so horrific. I can't even imagine it. I say this all the time, but I went to a very big high school, but I certainly was never concerned that someone was going to come in and have a hail of bullets raining down on my friends and myself, and we weren't looking over our back ever for that. The only thing we had was false fire alarms or bombs threats that were called in occasionally, but that's it. So certainly nothing like what they have to deal with today, although some of you have kids that go through this. The drills are just part of everyday life, right? Everyday life. All right, I got this one from Brian, who says, Kate, boy, it's very scary about this E. coli and this romaine lettuce. I know you're eating healthier. I hope you're staying away from the romaine, because to me, if there's a bunch of sicknesses and it's coming from certain farms, who's to say that it couldn't spread to something else? Well, yeah, when you say to something else, they're trying to trace it down. They say it's unlikely that the lettuce tainted by E. coli was traced to growers in Yuma, Arizona, is still on the market, even though the outbreak continues. There's now 23 new cases
tied to the romaine lettuce from that Yuma area, bringing the number to 172. Here's what's frightening. One person died, 75 people hospitalized, 20 people have suffered kidney failure since the outbreak, and they're just trying to identify the source. So they believe there's not much of a chance that people are being infected now, but it certainly isn't much consolation for the people who already have E. coli. And you had people who got E. coli after eating at a lot of different kind of restaurants, because think of where they would use romaine. Red Lobster in Arizona, Papa Murphy's in California, Panera Bread in New Jersey, New York and Pennsylvania, Texas Roadhouse in Georgia. So there you go. You know, these romaine lettuce heads are shipped out and could spread to anybody that uses romaine that happens to be part of the chain. And that's what happened in this case. Obviously, you saw that I read off the list. All right, one final one. This one is from Connor, who says, "Kate, I always wanted to be a teacher growing up, but boy, you struggled to make ends meet, so I decided not to go that path. Often I am sad and wish I had. I work in commercial real estate. It's an okay living, but I think I would have been much more satisfied as a teacher. Did you see the salaries that were released for the highest and the lowest?" And the answer is, I did see the list. In fact, I'm looking at the list as I am speaking right now, and you know, it depends on the area. In Mississippi, the median salary for school teachers, $44,000. The high school graduation rate is 75.4%. Looking at the highest amount, and of course, these are areas where it costs more to live, depending on where you live. But number one, not a surprise, right? New York. The average salary for school teachers is just slightly over $78,000. The median salary for all workers is $43,000. So you look at that number, and if you're another kind of worker there, that's not livable. But even $78,000 would be tough in a place like New York. Very, depending on where in New York, too, would make a very, very big difference. How about this for Alaska? Ever think of moving to Alaska? Average salary for teachers, $77,000. Workers, their salaries, all workers, $47,000 is the average. Wow. High school graduation rate, 75.6%. You'd be cold, I think, if you lived in Alaska year-round. The other, he's in the virtual green room, and up next with me, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms U.S. officials are on the ground in North Korea to continue preparations for the Singapore summit, which he canceled on Thursday. U.S. officials have dangled the possibility of making economic concessions to the North if the regime fully denuclearizes. But former CIA Director Michael Hayden worries there's not enough time for the president to prepare.
Kim Jong-un knows his program inside and out. I think he knows what he can concede and what it means and what he cannot concede. I don't know that the president has done the kind of homework that would allow him to do this.
While U.S. diplomats continue their talks with the North, Kim Jong-un and President Moon Jae-in have agreed to meet again on June 1st, and generals from both sides will also meet separately to discuss easing military tensions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
All right, so this is the time of week here on ATN that we invite the other, my husband Paul, to join us to peel back the onion and reveal what's going on in our lives. So what is going on in our lives?
Well, I was just thinking after that commercial that you and I should go on a paranormal date. And you pulled up a UFO site that says if you want to see a UFO, these are the best places to see one. So I think we've already been to one of those places a couple of years ago, but we didn't see anything.
Where did we go that we were supposed to see a UFO?
Sedona, Arizona, I think.
Oh, yeah. Sedona would be a good place to see that. It's, what is it called? The Vortex?
The Vortex.
Roswell, New Mexico.
Never actually stopped there.
I don't know. Here's the thing. People that have listened to the show, and if you haven't listened to the show, I'm just going to fill you in. Congressman, former Congressman Bob Ney comes on, and I've asked him about the whole Roswell thing and what's it called? Area 5?
Oh, Area 51. Come on.
All right, Area 51. I asked him about Area 51. He said even if we went to India together, anything, he would not tell me. He said his son couldn't get the information out of him. Do you think Area 51 really has some stuff in it?
they have, of course, they have test aircraft and things, yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, like, aliens' bodies.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, what's Laurel Oriani? What does that mean?
It's the latest internet craziness.
Okay, explain it to me, though. I don't understand it.
I was so unimpressed, I didn't bother reading the article. I just see it everywhere.
Whether you're a Laurel person or a Yanni person, right? So I guess it what they say is this Los Angeles audio engineer says speakers can influence what people hear. Any speaker that can replicate enough low end or bass, you'll most likely hear Laurel. But any speaker that doesn't produce lots of low ends, so smaller size speakers in general, you'll probably hear a Yanni. That's what they call it.
Wow. Thanks for that.
Who cares? I don't understand. There's things like, what do you hear? Vote on it. Who did someone start this because they had time on their hands?
We'll play it. Let's listen to it right now.
No, I can't even hear it. Are you kidding? So forget that because it's boring. I agree with you. I don't understand that. How about this? You know, we talked about this last time, but the volcano is still erupting, Kilauea, which you haven't seen, but I've been on the Big Island a few times.
Yeah, I'd rather play golf on a volcano than debate that silliness. But I don't play golf, so I guess I would just stand next to a spewing volcano.
See how close, like, play danger with the volcano. Some people are doing that, Paul. They're putting their chairs out and they're seeing how close the volcanic ash and stuff will get to them.
Yeah, until my shoes start to melt, and then you know it's time to get out of there.
But I think when your shoes start to melt, it's too late. You're going to have to figure out a way to get out of those shoes. It's not good. That's what's so scary about what some of these people are doing. It makes no sense. All right, so for those that are traveling, because things have now happened on Southwest Airlines, sad story about the woman being halfway sucked out of a plane, all of that. So some freaky things have happened with Southwest. I guess their summer fares are below $50 one way. Where do you want to go?
Well, the only places we can get those low fares are like 45-minute flight, like from here to Austin, which is a 3-hour drive. So, and maybe a couple other places. So they go up a little bit more for the more popular places, but you can still get a good deal on flights, apparently.
Are you afraid to fly based on all the things that have happened?
Heck no. I used to fly a tin can, and it was perfectly safe.
What's a tin can?
A single-engine Cessna.
And so, explain that. What was the first you know how to fly the plane?
Yeah, I got my license in 2001, a few months before September 11th.
Oh. All right, and so what's interesting, though, is we have a nephew who has just graduated from Oklahoma State, Dylan. Woohoo! Proud of him. And so he's going to be the pilot.
Yeah, he's graduated in 3 years, so he really kicked college's butt, and now he's finishing up as a flight instructor and going to be flying in Dallas-Fort Worth area and building his hours so he can get hired on with the airlines.
Nice.
And he's good and young, so he'll get a really good seniority number, which means he'll be in the books.
All right, so how about this? Amazon Prime adds the new Whole Foods perks. So what can't Jeff Bezos do? I mean, this is just official. We knew it was coming.
What can't he do? Probably yoga. I have no idea.
I just think it's amazing how he's grown that company.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, how about this? This is amazing to me. I lived in Vegas, and the Golden Knights are now more than just hype. They have a 2-1 lead in the best of seven series. So how about that? They are beating the Winnipeg Jets so far. They've got Elvis impersonators. They have free tattoos of the Golden Knights logo. They have a laser show on the ice before the game. They have a digital jet in a Golden Knight slices a digital jet in half with his sword. Music is played as high as you can imagine. There's showgirls. And this is an expansion team first year, and they may go to the Stanley Cup Finals. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got nothing to say about hockey.
Uber or Lyft?
Lyft.
Why?
Because Uber's been bad boys, apparently, so I just take Lyft.
Cowboys or Eagles? Eagles. We're an Eagle family, and yay, hooray, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys aren't going to win probably in your lifetime.
Well, not as long as Jerry Jones is around, that's true, but still, no Eagles.
No Eagles? Macy's or Neiman's?
I don't give a rip.
Unleaded or leaded?
You can't even get leaded gas unless you're flying a small plane anymore, you goofball.
That answers that question, right? All right, we just had some visitors here. So once again, the National Speakers Association, the Hotel Dallas, was open, and we had a good pal, Sean Asuko, here from Minnesota, and from Minneapolis, in fact, where our mothership is here in America tonight, and another pal from Asheville, North Carolina, Meredith Elliott Powell. And boy, the one from Minneapolis, Shauna, stayed an extra day, and we were having so much fun and talking so much, I had to drive quickly to get her to the airport, and she left her cell phone. That was kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah, you documented pictures of it holding it hostage in various photos.
Do you like it when the speakers come to town and stay with us?
Sure, why not? I get to do lots of chores.
Whatever. Okay, so for everybody listening, he's a piler, and I really don't need people to come into the house and just see nothing but piles, and that's what he's referring to.
A few books.
No, it's not a few books.
It takes about 10 minutes to fix up.
And you don't even know where now half your stuff is because you threw it around. We can't even find the garage door opener.
Well, whose fault is that? I had to get the backup because it had a 6-foot lanyard on it and you managed to lose it.
I did not.
Giant yellow and black Batman
Mahalo
lanyard.
Took it.
And somehow you lost it.
Here's what I say. If you go and get a green egg for me, all will be well in the house because we need a grill. People can relate to that. We've been shopping around for a grill, and I like the Cadillac of charcoal grills, the big green egg.
That's perfect as long as you clean out the charcoal after every time we cook because it's a charcoal grill.
I know, but it cooks the food so well.
Yeah, you get your carcinogens and just cook it over the coal.
It's not a cheap thing. It sells for $849.
True.
But we've had friends, the Cashins have a green egg. And the food that they've cooked on it tastes good.
Scrumdiddlyumptious. Costco. Steak burgers.
Okay, so here's my question to you. You look pretty tired. Are you going to bed after this segment?
I'm just getting my second wind.
Oh, that's dangerous. Really? You're getting your second wind?
Heck no.
You're going to bed. I can tell you. He put his head down on the desk when he first jumped in here. That's the other. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
When we come back, odds and ends here on ATN.
You have have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I took a trip in a Jiminy spacecraft, and I thought about you.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight.
I passed through the shadow of Jupiter, and I thought about you. I shot my space gun. Oh, I really felt blue. Two or three flying saucers.
All right, before we wrap up this hour, I thought it'd be fun to do a little odds and ends.
Moonshine and
here on America Tonight. So let's do it. Let's rip through some of the top stories that people are talking about across the nation. No shock, Cohen, 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 Russia, 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 Mueller, Mueller, Mueller. It's been a year since the Russian investigation into interference into our election in 2016 until that door swung open by the former FBI director. And Robert Mueller still has more to go. So could it be another year of investigating whether or not there was any collusion into the election? How about this? Michael Cohen is under the white hot spotlight. I was reading a Washington Post article today that talked about the fact that a California man says he was a translator last year for Cohen and a South Korean aerospace firm that paid his company $150,000. Mark Ko was his name. in an email to the Washington Post, he said that he spoke with the FBI about the arrangement a few weeks ago. He didn't give any details. He said he was unsure whether the agents were part of the investigation led by Mueller or not. So they're looking into his contract with, obviously, Korea Aerospace Industries, one of several companies with big business, substantial business anyway, before the U.S. government hired Cohen. So, you know, before that happened, and of course, they're looking at others, AT&T, Novartis, etc., and what does it mean, and what was he a consultant for? Remember, they raided his home, his office, anywhere where Michael Cohen went. The FBI was right behind them to pick up any clues as to what was going on. So now they're saying that Cohen's Korean connection solicited a million from Qatar. And what does all that mean? We don't know. How about this? I was stunned when I read this story. I thought, is it fake news or is it real news? But apparently it is real news. The oldest living person ever. How old is the oldest living person? 128. Oh, my gosh. Would you like to live to be 128? I think everyone you know in your world would be pretty gone. So the woman who's 128, Kobu Istabalova, said she hasn't enjoyed a single happy day in her life. Ugh. And has no idea why she has lived so long. So that you can't say it's happiness. Well, it's the pure happiness of the whole thing that has her feeling the way she's feeling. So how about that? Yeah. That was a stunner to me. 128. I really thought for sure it was fake news, but I double-checked the story, and it was not fake news. It did break in a English newspaper, but it's the real deal. It has the birth certificate and all that stuff to prove it. So I think that's something to talk about for sure. I've been mentioning the Hawaiian volcano erupting. And I spent time on the Big Island and actually played golf on the Big Island. And I saw some pictures today, and they're all over the place, of people doing what they do in their normal life. And so the people on the Big Island are struggling with the fallout and the ongoing eruption of Kilauea. But golfers are still playing. They're out there playing golf in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. And you can see in the background when they're swinging their clubs, ash plumes rising behind them. Oh, well, let's see if we can get this in before the crater erupts and it's on top of us. And then, of course, you have other people that are there that are taking pictures of what's happening in Kilauea. So, volcano on my mind, maybe on your minds too, as well. I'm just kind of thinking. It's very odd, very, very, very strange, I have to say. All right, how about this? When I go to the grocery store and I'm shopping, and I think to myself, Wasn't the CEO of this company just recently indicted? And bingo, I was right. I knew it. Bumblebee. Did you get the Bumblebee tuna? U.S. prosecutors filed a criminal charge Wednesday against the CEO of Bumblebee Foods, part of an ongoing investigation into price fixing in the packaged seafood industry. They're saying that Christopher Luchisky, they indicted him on one count of price fixing, alleging that from November 2010 to December 2013, he conspired with others in the industry to eliminate competition by setting prices for canned tuna. You know, there must be a tuna conspiracy because three other people, including a former Starkist tuna company executive, were charged. So what is it about the whole tuna thing? And this price fixing of the canned tuna, Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea. In fact, Bumblebee agreed to pay $25 million in a fine after pleading guilty to price fixing. So how do you think that conversation goes? Do they call up? So, like, I'm the CEO of Chicken of the Sea, and I call up Bumblebee, and I get Christopher Luchiski or whatever his name is on the line. Hey, Chris, I'm just thinking, you know what? It might seem a little fishy, but why don't we set the price for tuna? Who's really going to know? Who's going to know? And then let's call Starkist and see if they'll get in on the deal. Because that way, whatever happens, they're going to end up dipping into one of our cans. And maybe we can split the difference. Crazy. And then eventually somebody's not going to find that out. Right? I would think perhaps. I'm just saying. How about that? If you're wondering what's going on with all the drones in Florida, because we have a lot of people listening to us in Florida. And in fact, I always get emails from so many of you. Thank you for that. But I was reading a story about the drones and Florida, specifically Lee County. And the mosquitoes apparently are pretty brutal there. The Lee County mosquito control ops include drone technology. So the drones fly around and they spray the mosquitoes. Drone operators. Who's operating the drones with the mosquito stuff in it? And just picture this, if you will. A drone flying around and flying over some agricultural areas and spraying for mosquitoes, those pesky mosquitoes. The FAA said it had gotten 149 formal proposals from across the U.S. The pilot program is expected to run over the next 2.5 years, and feedback from those selected will help the federal government decide whether to loosen restrictions, by the way, on commercial and governmental drone use in the future. How about that? In Oklahoma, Choctaw Nation, they want broader drone approval to monitor crops and livestock herds. Alaskan pipeline inspection efforts, they think they'll be greater with unmanned aircraft. But Lee County was the only finalist recognized that wants to use broader drone approval for pest control. So how about that? So they're testing it, and then they'll see how well it worked, and if it works really well, then it could spread perhaps to other areas. Perhaps. I'm saying. How about that? One last one. Giants quarterback Eli Manning on trial, accused of conspiring to sell bogus game-used helmets. Jury selection begins on Monday. What? Memorabilia? Defaulting? Defrauding? Messing over people? Oh, that's brutal. The two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback could take the witness stand to defend himself against the allegations. On that note, we're stepping aside. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.